When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they make cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas. Texas is as close as I've been. Come on!
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we are having a great time today. We're going local. We've been to Sapelo Island. We've been up to Toccoa and Stevens County. Now we're going to zip across the U.S. and go over to Texas. Because, you know, we love talking about the quarter miles. And Olivia came up with this great name to call it quarter miles. But what we're actually talking about are those U.S. Mint quarters that represent each of the 50 states that has a design on the back that represents things that you can see, things that you can do in each of our beautiful 50 states. So today we're going to talk about Texas because Texas has not only history, but it's such a huge state. There are a ton of things that you can do based on the quarter.
Right. The state quarter gives us something to focus on, you know, and that's a good thing in such a big state. The Texas State Quarter is released in June 2004, engraved by Norman E. Nemeth, and it features an outline of the state of Texas, which is pretty recognizable, with a star superimposed on the outline and the inscription, the Lone Star State, as well as a lariat design that encircles the image, and that represents the cattle and cowboy history of Texas. So that's where I decided to focus. And one place that you can take that in is the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame in Fort Worth. Mm. And yes, this place honors men and women who have excelled in the sport of rodeo and the Western lifestyle of Texas. And they have a lot of great exhibits. One is the Adventures of the Cowboy Trail, a hands-on exhibit with several learning stations that teach you how to pack for a long journey on the trail, the importance of branding the cattle, and also the chuck wagon, which is a wagon with cooking facilities. So you get to kind of take all that in and do a hands-on experience with that.
And see kind of what it was like, because that used to be the way of travel.
Right, exactly. And there's also a meat paint exhibit where you learn about the variety of horses each cowboy would ride. I thought that was pretty cool that a cowboy would typically have 8 to 10 horses and use each one depending on what kind of journey they're going on, long distance, swimming, or at night.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that there were different horses for different
Me neither.
Types of journeys. Very interesting. What else can you find there?
Right. There's also the Zig Bang Bit Collection, a unique collection that features 128 horse bits of various designs. So if you're a horse fan, I'm sure that's an exhibit that would interest you.
Well, just the name makes you kind of curious as well.
Zig Bang. You can also, there's a really cool Amon G. Carter Cadillac, original Cadillac coupe from 1933, owned by a Fort Worth personality, entrepreneur, philanthropist, Amon G. Carter. So you can learn all about him and check out a really cool Cadillac.
No, that would be a good one for pictures.
Yes.
I love old cars.
Yeah, there's a great chance to take in a car from 1933. So there's also the John Justin Trail of Fame, celebrating Justin Boots, which is a standard of the West boot brand, founded by Herman Justin in 1879. So quite a long history in the area.
Well, you know, I was just in New Mexico, and I was in Las Cruces, which is right next. I mean, it's really, really close to Texas, to El Paso. It's actually the place where you go to take the flights to go, come in and leave. And everyone had on the boots. And I was getting to this point where I was like, okay, stop the car. I must go buy boots because I was feeling so left out that I didn't have on boots. Everyone had on boots. So I've got to go buy some cowgirl boots now.
You're sticking out.
I know. I just had on my Skechers running around.
Right. And finally, there's the Chisholm Trail exhibit. And the Chisholm Trail was used in the late 1800s to drive cattle from Texas into Kansas, with the last stop before crossing the Red River being in Fort Worth. So that was a big area, and that's where the museum is.
Hmm. Well, you know, that whole Fort Worth area there is certainly very easy to get to out of Atlanta. Sounds like there's a lot to see and do there to really get the feel of Texas today as well as historically.
Yes, and the museum is located in Fort Worth Stockyards National Historic District. So after you check out the museum, there's a lot to see in that area.
Well, yeah, that it was considered where the West actually begins.
Yes, yeah, so that's the birth of it all. and they've kept a lot of things intact. There's the original brick walkways, wooden corrals and saloons. So a really authentic experience there. And you can also go horseback riding and go see the Opry perform Western swing music, which is the official music of Texas.
And they have some of those authentic saloons there, too. Reminds me of some of the old Western movies that you see. You always see the saloon is a big part of a lot of those movies. So to see one of those would be kind of cool.
Right. I have a hard time, you know, imagining not walking in there just like stamp, like
swinging the doors open and saying, hey, I'm here with your cowgirl boots on.
Yes, you need the boots at least.
You definitely need the boots. I mean, the boots just make a statement. But, you know, I mean, those boots are, they come in all kinds of designs, all kinds of prints. Some of them can be handmade, custom made, especially for you. So there's a wide selection of boots. So if anyone else has been bitten by the Western boot, just like I have, you might want to definitely kind of check that out and see what's, you know, what's the favorite one for you.
And I'm sure you'll have to pair it with a hat.
You have
it's
to pair
inevitable.
Pair with a hat, jeans, and all of that kind of thing. Now, if you guys are just joining us, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're talking about what we call the quarter miles, where we highlight those U.S. Mint quarters that feature each of the states. And today we're talking about Texas. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now, Olivia, what else? Because that quarter, you know, has a lot of symbols and things on it.
Right. We're talking about the Fort Worth Historic District. There's a lot to see there with all the authentic, you know, roadways and saloons. So if you want a good way to take it all in, you can also pick up the Fort Worth Stockyards Adventure Package. They'll help you make sure you see all that you need to see. There's a cattle drive that'll take you to museums. You can sample authentic Texas cuisine and also take in some of the unique shopping. And if you're adventurous, you can check out the Stockyards Ghost Tour, because I'm sure if you believe in, you know, paranormal stuff, there's a lot to experience, you know, in a place where the West begins.
Well, if you think about, yeah, all that was involved in the West kind of coming alive, so to speak, that there might be some lingering, you know, ghosts and things there. So that might be kind of interesting to check that out and see who and what they feel is still kind of hanging around.
Yes.
Some of those saloons and the stockyards and those kinds of things. But now you can also check out a rodeo.
Yes, the Stockyards Championship Rodeo in the Cowtown Coliseum.
I like that, the Cowtown Coliseum. But, you know, when I think about rodeos, too, I think about, you know, the cowboys. But there are cowgirls that are involved in rodeos as well, too. So we can't leave them out. And put those boots on and go check that out. So any other things to do?
Well, this is all we've just talked about Fort Worth. You know, that's one place in a huge state. So another way that you can take in the history, you know, see all of the different trails that the cowboys and cowgirls use. You can also go on scenic hikes and drives. And there's a great website to find all the different heritage trails they have preserved in Texas at texastimetravel.com.
Well, you know, that's a good idea to check out something like that, because there are so many different opportunities. And Texas is quite varied, too, depending on what part of Texas that you're in. And as you mentioned, we're talking about, you know, more that Fort Worth area there. But, you know, when I was in the New Mexico area near El Paso, you know, the Rio Grande River, I had a chance to see that. And, you know, if you've heard all the things, you know, the Rio Grande River, I mean, it's such a well-known, iconic type U.S. landmark. So to see it in person was kind of cool. And there are lots of hikes and things that you can do along that area as well. And checking out the El Paso Museum of History, you can also do that.
Right. And that can all be found on the El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, which is Spanish for the Royal Road of the Interior.
Yeah, people come from all over the world to do that to hike that trail. So it's quite famous. It definitely is. So that's another thing. And then also, too, Route 66 goes through that area down by El Paso and into New Mexico and all over to California. So for those people that are interested in doing that, while I was out west, I met a guy that on his 66th birthday, well, he was celebrating his 66th birthday by traveling along Route 66. So that might
That's
be something you want to
cool.
do. That is definitely pretty cool. Now, if you guys are, you know, wondering about, you know, how to take in all of this, check out our website, which is travelbagswithanita.com. And we'll have links to all of the things that we've talked about today. before we leave, I want to go back to Tekoa because I want you to check out their website at visittekoa.com because we've listed all these things to do. So go check out the pictures and get even more inspired at their website at visittekoa.com. Now, this wraps up the show for us today. We've gone local. You know, we've gone all the way over to Texas. So check back in with us when we come back with more travel tips, travel ideas. And thank you guys for listening today. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.
There wouldn't be no Alamo, no Cowboys in the Super Bowl, no Lonesome Dove, no Yellow Rose, if it wasn't for Texas.